Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast 40 for 40. This is going to be our discussion of the Texas Bowl.
Yeah, Missouri's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much inevitable,
and,
right?
And here's why. Imagine that you are God, but the only thing you care about is message board angst, which honestly might be how God works based on the world we live in.
I was going to say, am I God?
You might be.
I know.
You're dead and alive, and also you have the ugly beard. Well, not the ugly beard, but like, it's a serious beard. You got the beard.
God, so much hurt.
and you do look like the Birmingham Bull statue.
I totally look like the Birmingham Bull statue.
With its ass out.
It does. It's got its ass out just like I do. Right? It's kind of dad buff. Which, you know, not quite there at the moment, but I can get there.
Aspirational, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aspirational.
Aspirational.
When they make the statue of you, you know, they're going to make some enhancements.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you want to be remembered specifically, in your best.
Specifically in the butt cheeks area.
Yeah, you know, that's not too far off, frankly. But, yeah, I'm gonna go with it, you know. Although I keep wondering, how many people in history have seen that, right? Seen their statue? Like, yeah, we've made a statue of you, dictator, leader, asshole, right? By the way, did you see what SI's headline was on this? It's amazing. I didn't know that you could get this on Sports Illustrated. It says, the Birmingham Bowl trophy has a bear ass.
Dad said ass.
Dad said ass. He's got to be so impressed. But how many people, when they've gotten their statues, right? Like, how many people have gotten them and then gone, you know?
Right.
I'm flattered, but you're gonna have to make the jump bigger.
Like the portrait Winston Churchill got from Parliament that he burned because he hated it. You don't want that. You want one with a big firm ass.
Big, like a big firm ass and a gigantic package. Like, how many guys have seen that, right? Dictators and have gone, he's not tall enough. And frankly, not seeing enough distortion in the trousers.
I mean, that's Henry V's suit of armor is like comically large in the crotch. Come on. You would have to see a doctor.
This is like when they made a statue of Zangief and he was like, you know, That object in the front that is the size of my skull is still not big enough.
Right. Right. Need you to go ahead and Photoshop that. Missouri is going to win the Texas Bowl because if there is a God, he only cares about message board angst. And the best way to get Texas message board members furious as hell is to have Texas lose the Texas Bowl. It's the goddamn Texas Bowl. How is Texas not winning it? How do you expect Texas to win any non-Texas Bowl when they can't even win the one that's named for them?
Also, it'd be really funny if they spent all that money on Tom Herman and he lost to Barry Odom. That'd be extremely amusing.
Also, you know, it'd be pretty funny if they went and lost to the other team that left the Big 12 for the SEC. And not the one that, which one of them is ducking the other this time around?
I think now we're accusing A&M of ducking. I can't remember. I haven't checked the calendar.
More people are blaming A&M this time. Last time it was the other way around. No. This time it's Texas because last time it was Chip Brown reporting that A&M was scared. That sounds legit. Texas is too scared playing A&M losing to Mizzou. That's wild. Of course, Mizzou without any coaches. Texas without any players because they're all leaving for the NFL, which that's new.
That's an improvement. That is an
Texas
improvement.
Having players in the NFL, that's a new thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Next, you can tell me Tennessee's got draft picks. What a world. But well, their OC is the new head coach at UCF, and he took all the coaches with him. So